the schus to be telling over this week's 5-minute vart from Yishalayim Ir HaKodesh. Bez Hashem, every single 5-minute vart from this point on should be from Yishalayim Ir HaKodesh. So this week's parasha, Parashas Ekev, begins via Ekev Tishma'un, Es HaMishpatim Eilu Shmartim Vasisim Osam. That if each and every one of us obeys the mitzvos and keeps the mitzvos and follows the mitzvos, then what's going to be? Ve'evcha, ve'racha, ve'hirbecha. Hashem will love you, bring bracha to you. Incredible ahav and bracha from above. So the Chalban, Zeicher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, who was just nifter, we lost Tzadik in our midst within this week. The Chalban is supposed to give over his chusso Yagin Aleinu, and it's supposed to give over Torah Lishmaso right after his Petira. The Chalban asks, I don't understand. All the love and bracha that Hashem will give us is dependent on keeping mitzvahs, and as Rashi says, specifically mitzvah shadim dash be'ekev, keeping every little mitzvah, the intricate details of every single mitzvah. That's what the love and bracha of Hashem is based on. Shouldn't it be if somebody's a big Baal Avos Hashem, someone has tremendous Yiras Shemayim, some of the global, grand connections to Hashem, Dveikus, then Hashem's going to love us and give us bracha. Because I make sure to make a good bracha every time I eat, and because I'm meticulous in observance of mitzvos throughout the day, and not speaking Lashon Hara, that's why we're going to have love and bracha from Hashem. Of course, that's all extremely important. That's the foundation. So Chaban explains that most of us, it's easy to have love for Hashem at times, to be excited for all that Hashem does for us, to have Esoros at times, to have Yir Shemayim at times. But that love and fear that comes out at times, what about the everyday, every moment connection to Hashem? And to have every moment and every day connection to Hashem that only comes from meticulous observance of mitzvahs. That Hashem gave us mitzvahs, that so throughout our day we could connect to Hashem. And that's how, the Chalban explains, we show true love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. True love, we know from Rav Dessler's Av, is giving. We're non-stop doing for Hashem through doing mitzvahs. And we're showing Hashem that we always want to be connected to you. We love you so much that we'll do everything for you, anything for you, all minutes and all day. And that's why, yes, to practice Shmir Sinayim all day long, to say brachos with kavanos throughout the day, to practice not speaking Lashon Hara throughout the day, that's our true love of Hashem. And then we know all bracha and all love will come back to us. As all brachos based on Av, on true love, we see this every morning, of the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael, and to be as a kayin to duchen every morning, we know the bracha we say Berachas Konim is based by Av. It's on love. And therefore, when we show our love to Hashem through keeping Torah mitzvahs in an incredible way, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu then feels that love and shows the love back, as He's always waiting to show us love back, and gives us tremendous, incredible bracha min HaShemayim. Last night, I was sitting and learning with my son in the Gra Shul in Shari Chesed, right in the Makom of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. What an incredible schus. At about 10:30 at night. And there were a few other people learning in the room, and one of the people in the room was a child. He must have been about 10 years old. And he's dressed in, like a child would be dressed, in a t-shirt and sneakers, and it's 10:30 at night, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and he's steiging over his Gemara. He's just, mamish, learning Gemara, 10:30 at night, this 10-year-old, Bein Hazmanim. Meticulous observance of mitzvahs also means Amelus B'Torah. It means putting our all into our learning. It means having true kavanah and trying to daven the best we can always. That's true avas Hashem in the deepest of ways. Watching this boy, there's no question that at 10:30 at night, a 10-year-old boy is sitting and learning Gemara by himself, not with his father, because he loves it and he wants it, and he wants to have dikduke ha-mitzvos, and he wants to every moment be connecting to Hashem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu unquestionably back will show us v'heivcha v'racha. Every single one of us should take chizik from the story. Take chizik from what the Torah is telling us v'ekev tishmon, to be meticulous in our observance of mitzvahs. And that's chus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us the love back and bring us bracha and simcha for every single member of Klal Yisrael. V'heilig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.